I hope you guys understand, I'm a pastor, and I'm a pastor of this lovely church, The Way, so I got to do a pastor thing for a couple minutes. Is that okay with you? Just a little pastor stuff. It's tough when you deal with funerals. It's tough because you got to think about a lot of things. I don't mean me. I mean you. When somebody passes away, somebody, especially somebody that's close to you, somebody that's touched your life, somebody that's meaningful to you, it makes you ask some tough questions, and that's why we do funerals. That's why we have gatherings. Whose phone is that? I want to know right this minute. I said, silence your phones, and I didn't say it to the crowd. I silenced mine. Did you get it? Is it for me? Wouldn't that be funny? Is Mike there? When you go to a memorial like this, you have to ask yourself the question, what's next? You have to ask yourself the question, wait a minute. Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I headed? What's all this about? Was it just a waste of time? Was it just a puff of breath, this thing called life? Does it have meaning? And so you got to ask yourself, though, that's the three questions of humanity, the three philosophical questions. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? I don't know what Deb's thoughts were on those things. I didn't get to know Debbie. And I didn't get to hang out with her and hear her thoughts on that. I would only hope in my deepest heart that Debbie knew Jesus and that Debbie made a choice to have him in her life. That's a story that I can't tell. But the story that I can be involved in right now is your story. Where are you? Where are you going? I don't know about Deb. I think she lived a wonderful life. She touched a lot of people. She blessed a lot of people. I'm thinking that's a good story. But you know, when it comes to here and life after here, the question is, what's next, you know? Am I going to go see God? Is God a loving guy? Is he fun? Is he angry? Who is God, and do I even want to see him? A lot of people think, no, you know, you just die and you're buried in the ground, and that's the end of you. But I think there's more, don't you? I think there's more. I think we're created for eternity. And I think we're created for eternity with Jesus Christ, with God, our creator. I think that's what he designed us. I believe God is good. I believe he's loving. I believe he's kind. No matter what you heard, you might have heard some bad things about God. He's gotten a bad rap through the years. People misunderstand him. But I think he's good. I think he's fun. I think he's kind. And I think he loves you. In fact, God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how much he loved us. That's how much fun he is. You've seen that. What did I just quote? Anybody know what I just said? What verse that is? John 3:16. You see it at every football game and everywhere. You know, people have that. You go, what is that? I didn't know. I wasn't a churchgoer when I was a kid. I kept seeing that. I go, what is that all about? Why? You just assume people know. You don't know. John 3:16. For God so loved us that he wanted us to be with him, and he knew that we were in trouble. And our trouble was a disease, a terrible disease. What's the disease, you guys? It's called sin, and it rots you. It hurts you, and it hurts those you love, and it hurts those around you. And sin keeps you from intimacy with God. He wants you to know him. But what's cool, and here's the thing that I always thought was stupid. I didn't like this Christian thing. And I didn't like Billy Graham, and I didn't like all the preachers. And then I became a Christian, so now that's what I do. I tell people. But I want you to know God does love you. He wants you to be with him. And because you're stupid, so am I. Because you do dumb things that hurt you and hurt others, you've separated yourself from God. And that's called sin. And sin causes a big wall between us and God. Not because God doesn't love us, but because we've turned our back on him and decide we're going to do our own thing. And God says, you know, you guys are so blind. You don't realize that all the fun in life, all the joy in life, all the depth in life, all the real good stuff is me. If you want a life and you want it full and you want it to be joyful and you want all this, let me ask you a question. How many would say that you've been struggling with some kind of thing this last month? Some kind of thing. Anybody struggle with stuff? Nobody. Not in this crowd. This is the funnest crowd I've ever been in. Nobody struggles. It's wonderful. But you know you do. Your car's breaking down. Your finances aren't going right. Your kids are crazy. You're dealing with your own insanity and all the other stuff going on in our lives. Most of us are dealing with the fact that we don't feel right. We don't feel normal. we don't feel acceptable, and we certainly don't feel acceptable before God, who is perfect and pure. He gave us a list of 10 things, and either you do them or you're going to hell. Have you heard that story? It's called the 10 Commandments. And then did you do them? Well, I did 4 of them. No, it's an all or nothing thing. Well, I did 9. It's all or nothing. You know, that was what it was. And then Jesus died on the cross and said, forget those 10 commandments because you're too stupid and you're too rebellious and you're not going to do them. Try as you might, you're not going to be able to be perfect. So how about I lend you my perfectness? Isn't that a great thing? God said, I want you with me. I know that you've messed up, and I'm going to pay for your mess ups. All you got to do is say thank you. So just reach out and take it. Say thank you. God is offering you life. He's offering us a transformation. He's offering us the ability to open our eyes and see how beautiful life really is. I know there's struggles. I know there's difficulties. I know there's insecurities. I know all that. You know all that. Most people here are struggling with some kind of insecurity, some kind of, you're taking pills for anxiety or sleep. There's stuff going on a lot more than anybody lets you know. And Jesus came to say, let me take that. Let me help you through that. Most of us are struggling so desperately because we haven't accepted Christ into our lives. And he's saying, let me come in. You let me take, you remember that thing, Jesus take the wheel? Carrie Underwood. Jesus, take the wheel. And that's really what you're saying is, God, I've been driving this thing and I don't like where I'm at. I don't know how I ended up here anyway. How about you take the wheel? You steer this thing. And when we come to that place where we say, God, oh, I need you. I know you love me. I haven't really figured this whole thing out, but I need you in my life. And you say, God, come into my heart. Come into my life. Take that wheel. When you do that, you will experience a freedom and a joy that you haven't felt before. Give him the wheel. That's what this is supposed to remind you of. What's next? Why am I here? Well, we heard a story of a life well lived, cut short, to be sure. Where are you in your life? What's the story they're going to tell about you? The most important story is, where are they right now? You have loved ones that are in heaven. Are you going to be there too? Are you going to hang out there? Or are you going to say, no, I don't need that stuff. I've got it. Well, it's up to you to figure out. I want you to know that Jesus loves you so much. Your job is to say thank you. So I encourage you, say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my life. I've resisted you and I've done my own thing for long enough. I want you to help. Now, maybe you already said that a long time ago. Maybe you said that at some prayer meeting or some church meeting or some camp meeting when you were a kid and nothing really changed. Just because you said a prayer doesn't mean anything's going to change. You got to step into that reality. You can say a prayer and still live your crappy life with your crappy choices and your bad attitude, and that doesn't mean you're going to change. But when you say, God, I'm done with that. I'm done with those choices. I'm done with that. Help me. He comes into your life and he helps you if you let him. I know there's a lot of sad Christians. So I'm saying, oh, just become a Christian and life will be better. How many know that just becoming a Christian doesn't make life better? Have you ever tried it? Gone to church and tried doing the Christian thing and it didn't get better. In fact, things got worse. Why? Because we don't know that we have to not only say, yes, Jesus, come into my life, but we need to let him steer this thing. You know, I love this passage. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, allow him to lead and guide and direct you. And he will direct the ways of your life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Give him yourself and then let him lead you. And that's a better life. It's a happy life. It's a glorious life. You got to know Christ, man. Get in. So there's your pastor's preaching stuff. Was that long enough? Should I go more? Because I typically go an hour. Nobody's begging me. That's weird. Oh, man. God loves us all so much that he gave his one and only son that we might have the righteousness of God in us. You can't do it by keeping laws. You do it by saying thank you. Oh, That's glorious. I hope you've accepted Christ into your life. I hope you're walking with him. I hope you're raising those kids in Jesus. Man, you got to. You got to. So now I'm going to pray. And in my prayer right now, I'm going to invite you to kind of join with me in your heart about this and get saved. Change your life. Stop the craziness and try to step into some Jesus. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Thank you that you lived so that we could live. Thank you that you gave your life, Jesus, so that we could have new life. Thank you that he who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so right now, if you've never done this, if you have done it and you didn't stick, I just ask you right now to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I haven't been doing very good, I know that. My life kind of is a mess in a lot of areas. I need your wisdom, your guidance. I need you to take my hand. I'm willing to let you in. I'm willing to let you take me. And so I'm asking you to do that right now. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which washes away all my stupidity, washes away all my sin, gives me a fresh, brand new start in Christ with a new life, a new heart, a new future. I want that, Lord. I want that. And so I'm inviting you to do that to me. I don't exactly know how it works, but that's what I want. And so I give you myself. And we pray this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, God. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, God knows it. I'm not going to ask you to stand up or come down the aisle. Your family will wait. The buses will wait. Come on down here. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you, if you prayed that prayer, God knows it. And you need to react, respond to it. You need to move forward in that pursuit of him. Now, we get to go eat. Won't that be fun? And I want to say a blessing for the food, and then we can go fellowship and eat and have a great time. So, Father, I thank you for this gathering. I thank you for the time we've had together. I thank you for the memories that were shared. I thank you for Debbie's life that was so touching and so well-lived, and she gave her heart to so many and touched us all. I wish I could have known her, Lord. And now as we go to eat, I pray you bless that gathering time. You bless the food. Some of it's not real healthy. Some of it's great. But we'll make it all awesome in our bodies because we're going to go party. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen? Amen. Even you keto guys can have some chips today. Thanks for coming, you guys. We'll see you over next door.